Let's now look at the first level, and this will get into your question. As we look at these needs, these four needs that we speak about, we're starting with the personal. I'm going to try to describe these four needs and then show the different management paradigms that come out of these needs. Okay? First, the economic need. What is the economic need? What's the basic need in life? To make a living. You might say it's just to survive, but in our complex interdependent society, what's the medium of exchange that enables survival?
Money.
So the economic need is to have sufficient money for our needs and our wants and for those in our stewardship, our family or others that we are interested in, but to just survive. Isn't that the first and most basic need? It really is. Think about it. All right, now after you survive, take that newborn, what's the next need?
Emotion.
Right. You need some kind of nurturance. You need a relationship. It's not just food. You need love. You need a relationship. You need to feel that someone attends to you. Your dependency, that's the next need. And in a organization, that social need is expressed in the fact that you have relationships with others. What's the next need? Right. You want to grow and to develop. So the child goes to school. The child starts to learn from parents and friends. In the latent talent, the dormant capacities, the dormant intelligences start to become enlivened and activated, enlarged, and they begin to find satisfactions from the use of those talents. That's the next need. Now, if you frustrate the first need, what's going to happen to the second? People won't survive. If you frustrate the second need, what's going to happen to the third? They don't care that much. They want relationship. And if that need is frustrated, what do? If the social need and the psychological need, okay, they're surviving well, let's say. See, then they'll use that survival and that prosperity in many, many ways to get those other needs satisfied. If I can buy enough things, I might buy belonging, see? And then they become centered on possessions and centered on your acceptance of me. Are you with me? Okay, now those are three needs. Now there's another need. And that is what I would call a spiritual need. It's the need for meaning. The need that your life matters. To put these four needs very briefly, I say this. Our needs are to live, to love, to learn, and to leave a legacy. Four L's, acronym, to help us remember. To live, what need is that? Okay, the economic, the physical. To love, what need is that?
Social,
emotional. To learn, that is to grow, to develop. And to have that capacity used, that psychological. And the need for meaning, for some purpose. You want to see a need for meaning? Any of you ever had a tragedy happen in your family or among your dear friends where someone was perhaps killed in an accident or something, or they died from a disease that could have been properly handled in another way or something? Any of you ever had an experience like this? What happened to you after that waste took place? Okay, questions, anger. Okay, once you got through the process of anger and maybe guilt, I'm convinced the dominant emotion in funerals is guilt, not grief. I wish I had done, or I wished something like this. Well, anyway, as soon as you get through those processes, the personal processes, and they've had this horrible waste, what do you want then? Yeah, to make that thing have some meaning. Why was the Vietnam War so deeply disillusioning to this country? Because there was a common and gradual buy-in. It was meaningless. People have a need for purpose, see? That my life matters, that I can leave a legacy. We could call that the spiritual need. Now, those are the four needs.